good. How y'all doing?
Good. Well, just talk about, you know, obviously Detroit and what you know of Detroit first off, and just coming here.
Well, I've actually never been to Detroit, but, you know, I know that Detroit has a pretty good coaching staff, intense coaching staff. I was able to work with them at the Senior Bowl, and I'm really excited to work with them.
What if somebody would have told you a few years ago that you would end up being the number 5 pick in the NFL draft?
Sorry, come again?
If somebody told you a few years ago that you would end up being the number 5 pick in the 2013 draft, what would you have told them?
Let's see, a few years ago, I was like, I don't know what you're thinking, man, but, you know, this is a reality, and I know that I've worked hard towards this, and I know that I've actually earned it, so, you know, I'm just looking at all of it, and I'm actually happy to be here.
Ziggy, what's the biggest area of improvement that you think your game needs right now?
The biggest improvement of what?
Your game. What's your biggest weakness, or what's the biggest part of your game that needs to improve right now?
You know, I've been playing this game for a few years. The Detroit Lions were able to coach me in the Senior Bowl, and I like the coaching staff a lot. As with my weaknesses and my strengths, I know that they were able to work with me, and they're picking me because of the potential that they see in me, and I'm willing to put in their hard work. Obviously, I got a lot to do, but there's nothing specific, I would say, is my weakness.
How much more comfortable of a transition will this be for you because you were with the same coaching staff at the Senior Bowl?
It will be a lot easier. I'll be really comfortable with them. Of course, I'm supporting me with them. I know they are solid coaching, so... you know, just like giving me that headset is going to make it a lot easier.
Do you think this scheme and being out in the wide nine that you were in the Senior Bowl where you were so successful, do you think that fits your style of play?
Yeah, I would say. You know, it don't matter to me what I played. I'm not a BYU. I played numerous positions, pretty much the whole defensive line. But, you know, with the Detroit Lions, I'll be put out in the nine, just like one of the quarterbacks, which I did during the Senior Bowl, and you know, I'm happy to do that.
When was the first time you saw American football on TV, and when was the first time you saw it in person?
The first time I saw it on TV was the first year when I came here. That was in 2008, and during that same year was when I actually went to a BYU game.
So, Ziggy, what gives you the confidence that a person with your limited amount of football experience can be successful in the NFL?
Sorry, come again?
What gives you the confidence that a person with your limited amount of football experience can be successful in the NFL?
You know, this is a production-based league business. You know, how you play... really determines how good you're going to be. And I don't think we're holding up pretty loud out here.
I'm sorry, Ziggy, you said it's a production-based business?
The what?
You said it's a production-based business?
Yeah, it's a production-based sports out here, you know. It doesn't matter the experience that I got. I know that if I'm able to produce, obviously, you know, I just got to work on my technique. And I know that the Detroit Lions, you know, willing to work.
Martin Mayhew said he expects an impact out of whoever he would draft at the 5th overall spot. Do you see yourself being able or capable of getting, let's say, like 8, 9, 10 sacks, making that a big contribution this year?
Wait, hold on. Question.
What kind of production do you expect you can provide in your first year?
What kind of production? You know, it depends on where the team puts me. If I start on the defensive line, you know, put me on the outside wide, you know, I just got to go hard every single play. You know, I can tell you that I'm going to make 10 or 20 plays. I'm not going to make any promises. You know, all I got to do is work hard and see what happens.
How did you get from Ghana to BYU? How did that all come about?
I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I need a really good family back home that told me about BYU when I was down in high school, and you know, I got pretty good grades coming out of high school, and they helped me apply to BYU, and I was accepted.
In Ghana, is soccer the big sport there? Is that kind of what kids dream of playing as kids?
Yeah. Growing up with the little kids, everybody just plays soccer all over the place.
Why did you want to play basketball when you got here? What was that?
Because I started to play basketball after a while in middle school. Because my brother played basketball, So, I was like, it's a good sport. And I watched a little bit of basketball back home, and I actually ended up playing basketball, so I wanted to pursue that.
Did you have an idol as an athlete growing up? Any athlete that you looked up to?
Yeah. I actually looked up to LeBron James. He was like one of my favorite athletes growing up as a little kid.
Had you even heard of football when you lived in Ghana?
No, not at all. So it's all talk of basketball, and that was pretty much it.
Who suggested that you play football here after it didn't work out with basketball? How did that happen?
I have a really good friends back here, out in Utah. A couple friends from Ghana, the Andam family, and they actually encouraged me to go try out for football since the basketball didn't work.
What do you know about the Lions' defensive line players like Nick Fairley and Ndamukong Suh?
Man, I just can't wait to be a part of that line. Those guys are resilient. They're hardworking, and the defensive line coach talked to me a lot about them. When we're at the Senior Bowl, and I'm just happy to be lined up next to them.
The friends that encourage you to play after you sign your contract, will you be thanking them in some way?
Yeah, they're actually here with me. These are friends that I knew way before I started playing football. And, those are the people that are going to be around me, And I'm just happy to actually encourage me to play the game.
Can you describe, sum up, what this journey has been like for you over these few years, going from Ghana and now to being the number 5 pick overall?
It's been a humbling experience, crazy journey, rough journey, especially giving up a lot to play this game. I only had scholarship my very last year, and I just like a lot of that. I just wanted to be the best that I could be, coming out of college. And man, this is a great experience. Alone being better to be in New York, and let alone being like the overall fifth pick to play with the Lions is just totally humbling.
One of the biggest moments in your country's history is when they made the quarterfinals of the World Cup. Do you want to be that kind of role model for Ghanaians?
Yeah. One thing I want to do is just to be an ambassador, work out with the NFL and, take the game back to Ghana. Because I know there are little kids back home that are going to be pretty good at the game. And, I just want to try to introduce the game, to the people back in Africa. I know they've been working a lot about it. About the game, since I've been playing, and a little of my friends and my family back home all are working with us today.
All right, last question, guys. Anything else?
Hey, what do you know about the city of Detroit itself?
I don't really know much about the city of Detroit. I know it's a pretty cool city, which is great because I've been in Utah for 5 years, which is pretty cool too. So, I'm just happy to come in tomorrow, explore the city and just have fun. Oh.